Good morning, and a very warm welcome to you as we gather together for our worship, this being the fourth Sunday of Advent and the day before Christmas. As we begin our worship, we're going to be singing together a well-known hymn and invite you to sing along as we sing together, "Sing We the King Who Is Coming to Reign." So we turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. And so, Lord, we long for you coming to reign. We proclaim you as Jesus, our King. And Lord, we bring to you all our worship in this moment. This is the day before Christmas. And Lord, as much as we look forward to your coming again, as you are called Emmanuel, God with us, so, Lord, we bring to you our worship this morning. Be blessed as we offer ourselves in this moment. As we read scripture, Lord, we pray through your Spirit you would interpret those scriptures to our hearts and our lives. But Lord, even in this moment, we would ask that your Spirit would come and rest within our souls and speak to us as we share together in worship. May you be the one who is glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so we share together in two scriptures, both of them from the New Testament. And we first read from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the desert, in the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. Those who believe in the Son are not judged, but those who do not believe have already been judged, because they have not believed in God's only Son. This is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. Those who do evil things hate the light and will not come to the light, because they do not want their evil deeds to be shown up. But those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show that what they did was in obedience to God. Our second reading comes from the first letter of John, chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. And God showed his love for us by sending his only Son into the world, so that we might have life through him. This is what love is. It is not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the means by which our sins are forgiven. May God bless his reading to us in Jesus' name. Amen. We all love stories. Here is a short love story about the Welsh actor Richard Burton. You might remember him. Burton's first wife, Sybil, on one particular birthday, she woke up to discover a red ribbon tied around her wrist. The red ribbon led out of the bedroom, down the passage, into the house. With much excitement, she followed the red ribbon wherever it went and where it led. Through the lounge, through the dining room, into the kitchen, out the back door, down into the garden, and finally along the driveway under the garage door. When she stooped down to open the garage door and to follow the ribbon, she found that on the other end of the ribbon was tied into an enormous bow around an MGB GT sports car. This was her birthday gift. One of Richard Burton's friends, on hearing the story, was so enthralled by the romanticism and the creativity of the gift giving that he went home and told his wife the whole story in much detail. Well, you can imagine, then to his surprise, when on his birthday, he awoke to discover that his wife had tied a red ribbon around his wrist while he was sleeping. It too led out the bedroom into the house, down the passage into the lounge, out the lounge through the kitchen, out the back door, up the driveway, and under the garage door. When he stooped to lift the garage door on the other end of the ribbon, he didn't find a full-size motor car, but he did find a small dinky of his dream car. But with that was the message: do you think I love you any less because I can't afford to give you the same that your friend gave his spouse? God loves us all, and he's given us all the same gift, his Son, Jesus. And that is another love story. Jesus is called in John's Gospel the light of the world. We light a peace candle in church to remind us that Christ is present, that Christ is the light of the world. If your church follows the tradition of an Advent candle, today would have been the day when we lit the candle of love. When we think back to the Christmas story, there's a lot of love that surrounded the manger so many years ago. You can't look at the manger scene without thinking of Mary's love for her child. There's nothing like a mother's love, even if you are the mother of God. But remember the words from that song, "Mary, Did You Know?" where the writer paints a vivid picture of the relationship between Mary and the baby Jesus, with words like this: "Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your little boy would one day rule the nations? Mary, did you know that your little boy is heaven's perfect lamb? Mary, did you know the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am?" In a sense, Mary did know. But that is not the love that is represented by the candle of love in the Advent candle. We can't look at the manger without recognizing and thinking of Joseph's love for Mary. I'm sure that he was still filled with doubts about how Mary had got pregnant. I mean, yes, there was the message from the angels in a dream, but still. Yes, there were shepherds visiting, and that was a miraculous sign, but still. Yes, there were magi who brought gifts, but still. But Joseph loves Mary, and so comes to realize who Jesus is, and so comes to love Jesus as his own. But neither is that love representative of the candle of love in the Advent candle. The love represented by the candle of love goes way back to the beginning of creation, to Genesis, way back to the Garden of Eden when God created Adam and Eve. God created day and night. He created land and sea and stars and planets. He created trees and plants and animals. And then God created humans, Adam and Eve, to be in fellowship with him, to be in relationship with himself. He created them to love and to be loved. And we know how that turned out, don't we? The whole biblical narrative is the story about God reaching out to us, God wanting to be in a relationship with us, God loving us in everything, all the time, through everything that happens, and God wanting us to love him back in return. The church hasn't really done the best job in communicating the gospel. We've made God out to sound like one who has wrath that needs to be pacified, or one who must be persuaded to forgive. We maybe even painted a warped picture of God being angry and unforgiving, of God being judging and punishing. Now, I'm not saying those aren't elements of God, but I don't think we've done justice to who God really is. As Jesus spoke to Nicodemus in the passage that we read earlier, Jesus is reminding Nicodemus, and he reminds us, that it is God who continues to reach out to us. God sent his Son into the world. God gave us this wonderful gift at Christmas. And it was all because of his love for us. That's the love that is represented in the light of the candle of love in the Advent candle. That is the love of God, that God brought love to a wayward, foolish, blundering, sin-sick world. That is the love represented by the light of the candle of love. That's the love in the manger. That's the love lived out in the birth, the life, and the death of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to put skin on love, if you like. He came to show the depth of God's love for one and for all. And the love symbolized by the candle of love in the Advent candle is both sacrificial and sacramental. John, who tells of a time when Jesus told his disciples these words in John chapter 15, "My commandment is this, love one another, just as I have loved you." The greatest love you can have for your friends is to give your life for them. It was Ernest Gordon who tells the story in his book, Miracle on the River Kwai, of some Scottish soldiers who were prisoners of war during World War II, and they were forced by their Japanese captors to labor on a jungle railway line to set up and to build. One afternoon, a shovel was missing. A Japanese officer in charge became enraged and agitated and demanded that the missing shovel be produced or else. And when nobody budged, the officer got his gun out and threatened to kill all of them on the spot. It was obvious that the officer meant what he was saying. And then finally, one man stepped forward. The officer put away his gun, picked up a shovel, and beat the man to death. When it was over, the survivors picked up the bloody corpse of their comrade and carried it with them to the second tool checkpoint. This time, there was no shovel missing. There had been a miscount at the first checkpoint. The word spread through the camp like wildfire that an innocent man had been willing to die to save the others. The incident had a profound effect on all the prisoners in that camp. The men began to treat each other like brothers. And when the victorious allies swept in, the survivors, who were now pretty much human skeletons, lined up in front of their captors, and instead of attacking the captors, they protected them and insisted, "No more hatred, no more killing. Now what is needed is forgiveness." The sacrifice of one man changed the hearts of all of those around him. He faced the punishment to save the others. We can still impact those around us by our actions. As long as the light of the candle of love glows brightly. Let us pray. Lord, as we light candles this Christmas, may we never forget the light of your love. Lord, as we share Christmas blessings through those candles, may we share not only your light, but Lord, your love. And so may we receive this blessing. I will light candles this Christmas. Candles of joy despite all the sadness. Candles of hope where despair keeps watch. Candles of courage where fear is ever present. Candles of peace for tempest-tossed days. Candles of grace to ease heavy burdens. candles of love to inspire all my living, candles that will burn all the year long with the light of the love of God. Lord, may we share your light and your love this Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so we conclude our service together as we sing together, Love Divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. We sing together. Thank you again for sharing with us as we've worshipped together. Tomorrow is Christmas, and I pray God's blessing upon you. And so may we know his grace, his love, and his fellowship. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.